Okay, talking to Jihad Ward. First of all, talk me through. So you were a high school wide receiver, right?
Yes.
Right. And then you just started growing. Mm-hmm. I mean, was it weird? Like, did you get to a point, you were at JUCO playing a lot of wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
So you get to the point and the coaches are like, hey, you're too big. Like, we can't leave you at receiver anymore. We got to find another spot for you. What was that like?
Yeah, well, you know, when I was young playing wide receiver and safety in high school, you know, and I was around by, like, I'd say 210 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started gaining weight. And they said, you can't play safety no more. You're too big.
Right.
You know, you can still run, but you're just too big. I'm not going to put you back there. You're going to play wide receiver and defensive end, you know. And as soon as I got to JUCO, you know, I started playing a little tight end and wide receiver as well, but didn't touch the safety. Yeah. The safety dreams was over as soon as I graduated from high school.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, and I started developing, and I realized I like hitting more.
Right.
I like getting at the people.
Right.
So I chose defensive end.
Uh-huh.
And I really started learning the techniques ever since I got to JUCO. I really wasn't a defensive end guy. So everything is going well, especially learning from Coach Colby, Coach Banks, all the defensive coaches that's teaching me right now. And the coaches that was in JUCO telling me the technique. So everything's going real well. You know, I'm learning real fast.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just love the game of football, man.
Yeah.
And everything's going 100%.
That's good. I want to talk to you about a certain moment. So I follow your Twitter,
yes,
you and your Instagram, and you got to Champaign, and you were sitting like in the recruiting area, eating breakfast, looking out on the field, and you just had some tweet of a little video of like, we eat this breakfast, and you know, the journey to get to that point was a long, you know, the walks to practice, this and that, to finally arrive and sit there, and now you know what you've looked for. What was that like for you?
It was a blessing. We had to get that out. You know, it was always a blessing for anything, you know. You know, you just got to keep fighting, you know. It was a struggle for me in JUCO. And everybody that's in JUCO, you know, I don't treat nobody different. Everybody's the same, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to go out there and get it.
Yeah.
No matter if you travel 3 hours or 5 hours, you still got to go out there every day to get it.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't cry about it. You know, you got to keep going. If you're going to cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit.
Yeah.
So my mindset was so strong, you know. Yeah, it's been times where I used to cry, you know, but, you know, I'm just blessed to be here right now. And when I post the thing on Instagram, now I can look at the young ones and tell them this is where you can be at.
Yep.
You know, the people that's in Globe Institute of Technology now, they see that, you know, and I still call them, make sure everything is okay. You know, if they need anything, they can call me. You know, I'm not that type of guy that just graduate from JUCO and forget everybody's. No, we going to keep. I'm going to leave my mark, which I did, you know, because I was the only player that went to Division I, which is University of Illinois. But I care about them guys that's in the struggle, you know.
Yeah.
They give me motivation.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a blessing for me, and it's a blessing for them kids that's in JUCO grinding.
Yeah.
Just grinding.
Yeah. So what – how do you like Champaign? So you've been city pretty much your whole life, right? You grew up in Philly. JUCO's in New York City.
Yeah.
You know, it's all streets and you know, and this and that. So, you know, out here, the cornfields and Ray Tool and such. What do you think of Illinois so far?
I think Illinois, you know, it doesn't matter if you have farms. It doesn't matter if you have cities, you know. You just got to be focused. It doesn't matter for me, you know. In Philadelphia and New York, there is a lot of buildings. But everywhere you go, you have to adapt.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go everywhere. It could be a school in Africa. You still have to adapt from that, you know, which it still is schools in Africa.
Yeah.
You know, so you just got to adapt. Whatever environment, you got to learn wherever you go, you know, and that's what builds a society. So I'm not really disappointed where I'm at. I'm glad where I'm at. I got people that love me. You know, I have people that love me.
Yeah.
you know, so it's just a blessing for me.
That's great. Know? Last question is, let's talk about defensive end. I mean, this is your first camp. First, you know, we're playing BCS football now. The tackles are bigger. The guys next to you are bigger.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like, you know, competing on this level, your first taste of it?
Hey, you know, I tell them offensive linemen, I tell them all the time, they big, you know, get me great.
Mm-hmm.
Make me be a better player every time. You know, you can put me on my back to the ground. Put me to the ground. That's what I want.
Yeah.
You know, and if you ain't going to put me in the ground, I'm going to put you in the ground.
Right.
Until I make you mad, then put me in the, it's all about love.
Yeah.
You know, I love them O-line. Yeah. I love all my teammates to death. You know, we got to make everything strong on this team.
Uh-huh.
You know, we cannot fall apart. You know, we have to, it's not just winning football games. We have to set up a unit as one, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody from different states, you know, we just have to work together as one, as a unit. You know, I care about these teammates too much.
Yeah.
So, you know, just you just got to stay strong and stay positive, and everything going to be okay.
All right. I appreciate it, Jahad. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.